patient name, Amy Contreras. Last name spelled Contreras, hyphen Pena, Pena. Date of birth, 9/22/12. Date of service, 4/4/22. This is a 9-year-old little girl. Dad brings her in today with complaint of a sore throat and bilateral ear pain. She has had this for approximately 3 days. No real complaint of fever most recently. However, the dad says 3 days ago she did have a very mild fever. Period, new paragraph. Patient also had surgery for tube placement in the ears. No complaint of the ear tubes. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure not obtained, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, a febrile, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 81 pounds, allergies none. Period, new paragraph. A complete review of systems has been done with the parent. Completely negative with the exception of what is mentioned in the chief complaint. Current medication, she does take ProAir, PRN, and Flovent. Medical history, seasonal allergies, asthma. Current surgical history, bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress whatsoever. Eyes, all within normal limits. Pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, there is bilateral ear tubes easily visible. No sign of infection. Oral pharyngeal area, erythema noted, tonsils are +3 and pustular. Oral mucosa moist, neck soft, no thyroidal masses. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Of special note concerning the complaint of sore throat, the strep test was negative. However, from a clinical presentation, there's obvious infection there. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute tonsillitis and pharyngitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml POBID times 10 days, number 200 ml. Period, new paragraph. She is to get plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, monitor symptoms, and call or return to clinic if not improving.